I promised Nick that I wouldn't take more than about 20 minutes this morning, so I'll do my best. I want to start off with reading a little passage. It's in Romans chapter 10, verse 14. It says, "But how can they call on him they have not believed in? How can they believe without hearing about him? How can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who announce the gospel of good things." All right, well, let's give him my testimony this morning, and I'll just start off at the beginning. You know, when I was very young, I don't know, 9, 10, 11 years old, somewhere in there, I can't remember exactly, I felt the need to follow Jesus Christ. So I laid my heart out and followed Jesus. But I just treated him like my best friend. You know, I just called on him when I needed him. I didn't bring him along. I just called on him when I wanted him. In 1 Corinthians 13:11, it says, "When I was young, I thought as a child. And when I come old, and I acted like I put away childish things." So my faith in Jesus Christ, well, let me back up a little bit more here. Hang on. Few years later, after I'd done that in church camp, you know, everybody talks about church camp, I really felt the need that what Jesus had done for me, you know, done more so then than any time in my life. He really touched me. So I started to, well, I didn't study the Word of God. Later in high school, my brother, which is really what brought all this on, my brother asked me to go to Bible study with him. So I started going to Bible study Sunday nights, Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, every chance I got. Started learning about Jesus Christ. Started digging into his word. Started doing what I could. Learning all I could. But my faith in Jesus and knowledge of God's word really started after I went away to college. You know, it was a college about auto mechanics. It's all I wanted to do. It's all I knew. Of course, I grew up in the construction world. I didn't want nothing to do with it. Now, here today, I've remodeled houses and work on cars. So it's just that's the way it goes. So when I got out of college, I came home for a couple of weeks and wasn't really going anywhere. My brother asked me, he said, "Come to church with me. I got somebody I want you to meet." I walk in the church door. There's my wife standing there in front of me. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I knew that was God had led her to me through my brother. So all that being said, you know, we got married. Went to church every week, did a lot of things that we wanted to do together. I got 2 pages worth of stuff here, and I probably hadn't read 5 words off of that pages. But Jesus Christ, I've always tried to make him Lord of my life. I didn't always do that. Jean can tell you there's a lot of Sundays she went to church and I did not. I was too busy going out fishing, hunting, doing whatever I wanted to, and not doing what God wanted me to do. Some of you in here can relate to that. Went to church, did a lot of things, got my feelings hurt by people in church, so I basically quit going to church for several years, but I did not stray from God. During those years that I was not going to church, I was still studying my word in the Bible. I was drawing closer to him. I don't recommend anybody else doing that, but I was studying God's word. I was getting close to him, learning what I could about him. And one day at work, there was a deacon in this church. He's not here today. I wish he was. But there was a deacon in this church who asked me what the heck I was doing with my life. And basically straightened me out. Right? I mean, it was a question. You know, I didn't have a good answer for it. There I was trying to live for Jesus, but yet I was living with Jesus, but I wasn't living for Jesus Christ. So needless to say, you know, I came back to Richland Church because he asked me, why don't you come back? You need to be involved in church. So I came back to Richland Baptist Church. I got involved with church because I thought that's what I needed to do. Jesus Christ, he is the only way, I can tell you that. I came back to church, and those of you who know me that are here every week know that I, you know, I'm up here, I play the bass guitar, I sing a little bit. I'm now a deacon of the church again. I teach our family group. Actually, I don't teach it, I lead it. They teach me something every Sunday. But the reason I needed to do this, my brother had passed away a couple weeks ago, and it's been really hard on me ever since. He loved the Lord with all of his heart. Everything he did for God. And if you stepped out of line, he would definitely tell you about it. So what I wanted to do, you know, I needed to come up here and tell you a little bit about my history and stuff, but I also needed to tell you that Jesus Christ, if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be standing here right now. He is the only way. He's the truth. He's the life. Jesus Christ died on that cross for our sins. He shed his blood that we could be cleansed from him. Jesus Christ is the only way that you'll be able to make it to heaven. I don't know. He's always, you know, I wrote down, you know, he's always been there for me, even when I wasn't there for him. Now I'm trying my best to live my life for him, trying to do what he wants me to do, spread the word where I go. And, you know, if you're not involved in a discipleship class or any other type of Bible study outside of Sunday morning, you're missing the boat. You cannot study enough on your own. You cannot learn enough on your own without someone in your discipleship class. I got Dale over here is in my discipleship class. Billy's in my discipleship class. I was in a discipleship class with Nick, Preston, Carson, best things I've ever done. If you have not been following Jesus Christ, from the bottom of my heart, I ask that you would start doing that today. Turn your life over to him. Accept him as who he is. He's your Savior. He's your Lord. He's your friend. He's your God. And if you put anything out there before him, you're missing the boat. This morning in Sunday school, we talked about Noah and the ark and the flood that came and destroyed everything. If you're not on that boat, you're going to be destroyed. So get on that boat with Jesus Christ and let him save you. Thank you, guys.